Oh. Hello, sweetie. You're home, finally. No, I haven't been waiting long. You can see the drink that I poured you is still cold. Please, have some. I know it's your absolute favorite. Well, I thought we would just sit down and have a chat. How's your day? What did you do? Who did you see? No, drink up. Who did you see? Oh. It was only Alice. Yeah, I know about Alice. Yeah, I know about you and Alice. That make you do a big gulp there, buddy? Yeah, I know it did. So I know that you've been coming home late, not because you've been working, but because you've been with your secretary, Alice, who we both agreed was a little too hot to be working for you. And it turns out I was right, wasn't I? She is just a little too hot, isn't she? I mean, that body of hers, oh my god. And you just couldn't resist, could you? Oh, you're so pathetic when you try and lie. And so very small. What do I mean? Well, don't you feel any different? You keep adjusting your clothes like you do. Are you feeling a little uncomfortable in them? Yeah. Maybe they are a bit big for you now. Diet. You haven't been on a diet for a year. I've been on a diet, though. I'm looking really good. I mean, just look at this beautiful frame that I have. Look at this body that I created. Thinking that I would turn you on, only to have you go stoop, Alice, in the after hours of your workplace. No, you're not on a diet. No. I'm the only one here that's been eating well. Let me show you how well that's been going for me. You see this beautiful body of mine? Well, you're never going to be able to reach it. No, I don't mean touch. I mean reach. That little drink that you're drinking right now has a little something special in it, and it's already taken effect. You mean you haven't noticed? I tried to clue you in when you were adjusting your clothes. Are they getting bigger? No, your clothes aren't getting bigger. Your clothes didn't drink the drink, you doofus. You are getting smaller. That's right. Just shrinking down. Right into your clothes. Becoming a tiny little thing. You know, soon, it won't be just me that you can't reach. Oh, no. It'll be that lovely Alice. With her big tits and her fucking hot ass. You know, soon, you'll be so small that people will think that you just disappeared. Including me. And that wonderful Alice that you've been stooping behind my back? Well, I might just have to have a little fun myself. Oh. Does that make you sad? Well, it's only because, well, I told you she was too hot to work for you. Did you think I said hot just because, you know, I thought you were attracted to her? No. That poor little Alice, she's going to need some Some consoling, some comforting. She's gonna have to come over for drinks. I mean, that asshole boss of her just used her and then fled the country, didn't he? Yeah, fled the country for Smalltopia. It's located right above my bookshelf, where you'll stay and you'll watch as I bring men and women in here. You'll watch from your tiny little box as I fuck every single one. Because my diet's been working really, really well. I mean, just look at my body. It's so much bigger than yours now. You're so much smaller and tinier and punier than I am now. And there's not a damn thing you can do about it. You know, before I bring Alice in here, though, I think I might bring in Dr. Shaw, the plastic surgeon. Because I think I need bigger tits. I know that's something that you've always complained about me. I need bigger tits, bigger tits. But you know what? He can give them to me now. Especially after I, you know, cash in on your life insurance. I mean, you've disappeared. There's not a trace of you anywhere. Except for that little tiny box on my bookshelf. People will say, oh, where did you get that little doll? It's so lifelike. Maybe you should have thought twice before cheating on a witch. Bye-bye, little one.